This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I promise some music here. You remember Fast Car Tracy Chapman? Now, she's suing Nicki Minaj for using part of one of her songs. The case has the potential to upend the way that music is written and how artists borrow from one another. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
This is Tracy Chapman's song, Baby, Can I Hold You?
All that you can say.
This is Nicki Minaj's song, Sorry. Obviously, Minaj did use Chapman's song. Nobody disputes that. Minaj and her people asked Chapman for permission during and after production of Sorry, and Chapman and her reps said no, multiple times, actually. So Minaj didn't release the song, at least not on her 2018 album.
What complicates this in this case is there was further redistribution.
Eugene Volokh is a professor at UCLA School of Law. The unauthorized song got out. Chapman's attorneys say Nicki Minaj leaked it to a New York DJ, Funkmaster Flex, who then played it. Minaj's attorneys dispute that. Either way, it got on the air and then on the internet. And Chapman sued, saying Minaj shouldn't have been allowed to make the unauthorized song in the first place, even as a demo. Minaj's attorneys say, yes, Minaj was allowed to create the song under an exception to copyright law known as fair use. That is a key point of disagreement in the case. Again, Professor Volokh.
The relatively novel legal question here is whether it is a fair use for somebody to make copies of someone else's work in order to send it to the author and say, look, listen to it. Isn't it great? Wouldn't you license this to me?
That's actually how things often work now. Artists create something with somebody else's work and then run it by the original artist for permission afterward. Sean Bradford is an artist who's done covers of well-known songs.
Yeah, it's definitely you do it and then you think if it's cool or not. I mean, like, the creative process is all about trial and error.
Pete Ross is one of Nicki Minaj's attorneys.
Can you imagine what the world would look like if every artist who goes in the studio has to get a license merely to experiment with someone's music? The world would be a poorer place.
John Gatti is one of Tracy Chapman's attorneys, and he says copyright law is not here for the people who want to do the copying. It's here to protect the original creators.
Tracy Chapman has the absolute right to control how her intellectual property is performed and presented and exploited in the marketplace. Ms. Minaj's position is turning well-established copyright law on its head and doing a 180.
Gatti says experimentation is not covered by fair use. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.